This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, September 5th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Ted Cruz to Alyssa Milano, balls in your court to meet, talk guns, but leave the nastiness in Hollywood. This from TMZ. Ted Cruz says Alyssa Milano is part of Hollywood's machine, hell-bent on spreading rage. And that being said, he hopes that she can keep it civil if and when they meet to talk gun control. TMZ got the Texas senator at Reagan National Airport and wanted to get his take on the recent feud with Alyssa and legendary singer Bette Midler. In case you missed it, Alyssa and Bette recently put Cruz on blast for offering thoughts and prayers after a gunman killed 7 and injured more than 25 in West Texas. It was the third mass shooting in less than a month and the second in Texas. Ted Cruz tweeted, "I'd be happy to sit down and visit next week about uniting to stop gun violence and about the Constitution if we can have a civil and positive conversation in the spirit of 1 Peter 4:8, as you suggest. Despite our national, our political differences, that might help resolve the discord in our nation." That was replying to Alyssa Milano, who tweeted, "I'd love to come in and meet with you on the gun issue and many other issues that include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Ted Cruz, and also 1 Peter 4:8. I'll be in D.C. next week. We can live stream the meeting so the American people can hear your BS firsthand," although she didn't say BS. Alyssa challenged Ted to a face-to-face and offered to live stream it, as you just heard. Bette Midler had called Ted fake, saying that he's not heartbroken over the lives lost in yet another mass shooting, and then she calls him spineless. Ted replied, "Bette, you're an amazing singer, but spewing hate and insults only contributes to the tragic division of our nation. I've led the fight in the Senate to stop felons and those with serious mental illness from getting guns, and 2013 Dems filibustered that bill." So it's an interesting thing where Hollywood celebrities are duking it out, so to speak, on Twitter with politicians. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Well, great. I'm glad Ted Cruz is going to sit down and talk to people about stuff. The problem is everybody is coming at this from their own agenda and where they are starting from. So, of course, Bette Midler and Alyssa Milano are angry. They're angry about the gun violence. They don't really believe in guns at all. And I get that. Ted Cruz represents the state of Texas, where people really are all about guns. Not all of them, but there's enough of them that if he wants to get elected in Texas, he can't just go, "Hey, you know, no one should have guns." So I get that. The idea, though, that a U.S. senator is going to have a dialogue like this is very interesting, because who is going to sit there? And this is really where it comes down to it. I get the one-on-one meeting, but unless there's somebody there to stop them and say, "Hold on, hold on, hold on," whether it's Alyssa Milano or Ted Cruz or Bette Midler or whomever, unless there's somebody there to say, "Hold on, what you're saying is not based in truth. What you're saying makes no sense because it's not true." Unless you have that third party there, that objective third party to say, "Look, what you're saying isn't true. Your argument is based on falsehoods," then it's really, really, really pointless, because that's what happens. People get so ramped up in their feelings or in their policy that they're behind, for whatever reason it might be. And then you can never have that legitimate conversation, because it may be true that Democrats filibustered a bill, but why did they filibuster the bill? That's really important when you start talking about that, because you're just going to blame them for filibustering a bill that would lead to allegedly some sort of gun control that would make it harder for felons and people with mental illnesses to get guns. These are important things. So to actually have a conversation would be fantastic. I would love to see legitimate, intelligent people sit down and have a conversation about issues like gun control and how do we do, what can we do to make things safer for people while not taking away everybody's rights? What can we do about that? How can we work together to make that happen? The concept is fantastic, but until you have somebody in the middle calling people out for their falsehoods on either side, then we're really going nowhere with this. But hey, I guess you got to start somewhere. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
get some attention. There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy, satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through?